This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Paul Zeiss. It is the Paul Zeiss Show. Apparently, we can all get back to our normal lives now. The State of the Union address was... they had the State of the Union address, and the Democrat lady had her response. And, right?
We're allowed to move on now.
Well, we can move on with our life, okay. And, of course, if you read Twitter, all of the lefties on Twitter, Trump is full of it. The Democrat lady, she did a great job. And all of the Republicans on Twitter, Trump was great. The Democrat lady's full of it. So, there you go. The Cliff Notes version of what happened tonight. And so you can all move on now. You know, bottom line is we can all move on. So anyway, here we go. There is basically now another story that came out that has something to do with Antonio Brown. And of course, when it has something to do with Antonio Brown, it's usually not very good. Now, when you read the story, Antonio Brown was involved in a January domestic dispute, the Hollywood Police Department in South Florida confirmed to ESPN on Tuesday. Okay, that's where I need to stop. That's all I need to do. Was involved in a January domestic dispute, the Hollywood Police Department in South Florida confirmed to ESPN on Tuesday. Hollywood Police, which investigated the dispute, will not have further comment until it has more details, according to a spokesperson, Miranda Grossman. Okay, so Matt, we've established that the police were somehow involved in some sort of issue with Antonio Brown and the domestic dispute. Correct? We've established that, right?
I think so. I'm following along so far.
A police spokesman has said that. Well, let's hear what Antonio Brown's lawyer has to say. The allegations are baseless and false. It's unfortunate that the media, of course, is trying to use distractions like this and prior stories in an effort to tarnish my client's name and reputation. We have no further comment. You know, the funny thing about Antonio Brown, he seems to have more statements out saying that, you know, what he's being accused of, it's baseless, right? Than anybody on the planet. Sooner or later, when you think about it, everybody can't be telling a lie. And again, he wasn't arrested. But the bottom line is, it's news. I'm so tired of this thing where, you know, oh, well, it's the media. Here's the thing. You know, people blame the president for, you know, the whole fake news thing. You know, it's been going on for a lot longer than, you know, 2 or 3 years or however long the president's been the president. The quickest way to somehow garner favor with a segment of the population who believes there's all these conspiracies is to blame something on the media. Blame a story on the media. Blaming it on the media all the time. And look, I'm not going to sit here and say that the media has, you know, hasn't made it easy for that, because we have. I think it's a disgrace what the media has become in a lot of ways, especially when it comes to covering, you know, Washington, D.C. and our political system and issues and things. I think it's a disgrace. And they're getting, in some ways, what they deserve. By the same token, there's still a lot of really good people in the media that do really good work. And more importantly, if the police spokespeople confirmed that they were involved on some level and had to go to his house on some level, it's not a media creation. And here again, we've got a lawyer, Darren Heitner, who wants to be an enabler for Antonio Brown. And I wish all the people around Antonio Brown would stop making excuses for this guy. He's somebody who appears to be spiraling out of control. And I'm not, I don't think I'm being an alarmist, because everything that he's been doing, you know, over the last year, it's gotten more and more bizarre. You know, I've heard people talk about CTE and all this other stuff. I don't know about that. I will say, you know, that video of him the other day where somebody asked him where he, you know, what, oh, I just want to win, that video. With, I think it was with USA Today. He looked like he was baked. Now, hopefully, if he was, all he was high on was marijuana. But you never know nowadays. But he looked to me like, you know, he had been long gone. But his biggest problem are the people around him. And it is almost always the case with these kinds of situations where it's somebody who everybody around him views as the gravy train. They don't want to step in and save him from himself because they're afraid of getting cut out of the circle. The bottom line is, if you are Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, if you're this guy, Darren Heitner, his lawyer, right? You need to sit him down and basically tell him, you are on a path that is going to lead to really bad destruction of your career, of your reputation, and you're going to be broke, dead broke, a year or two after you are done playing football if you don't change your ways. And more importantly, you're not going to get another contract that's as worth anything because nobody's going to want to put up with you. I mean, that's the problem with Antonio Brown. I don't just blame him. I blame the people around him. There are too many enablers when it comes to guys like Antonio Brown. There are too many people who are not willing to stand up and save a guy like him from himself. Everybody just sort of poo-poos it. And he's got this lawyer who, you know, it's everybody else's fault. And his agent, it's everybody else's fault. We're all making up stories. No, we're not making up stories. Not when it's been confirmed by the police department. Again, it might turn out to be something really minor. But the bottom line is, really minor when it comes to him and this being offense number 15 or something, you know, in terms of, you know, dumb things that he's done off the field that have, you know, that have basically, you know, been stories that have been talked about that have nothing to do with football. Sooner or later, they all start adding up, don't they? Sooner or later, they all start adding up. And at that point, and really, I mean, at that point, if you think about it, there's no more excuses for this guy. And that's a problem. That's a problem to me. Speaking of problems, I look up at the thing, Kansas State just beat Kansas, and of course, they stormed the court. Kansas State actually has a better record than Kansas. They're a rivalry, and they storm the court. And it goes to show you what I've always said, and I mean this. Storming the court is more about people wanting to run onto the court and act like morons and be seen. It's not about fun and all that other stuff. It's not about, oh, hey, let the kids be fun, have fun. No, That's what I always like about the Oakland Zoo. They don't storm the court. So to me, I just think that when it comes to this whole thing with Antonio Brown, we've now reached the point where it comes down to too many people have enabled him. Too many people have enabled him. And as a result, he's gotten away with a lot. There's no reason for him to think that he can't get away with whatever he wants to do. And that's the thing that, to me, you know, it really comes down to he's got to get better at finding a way to take responsibility, but he will never take responsibility until the guys around him make him take responsibility. Steelers said, we're still in the process of gathering more information. If you remember, in October, he faced two lawsuits where he allegedly yelled at his security and threw items off an apartment balcony. There was that. He's had a lot of different things go on. And, you know, I've heard a lot of different people talk about him being the best receiver in football. He isn't anymore. You're not the best player. You're not the best player at your position. You're not the best receiver when you have so much nonsense going on around you that you're a distraction, that teams don't even want you around, that you're dividing a locker room. And I said this earlier. I heard Joe Starkey and Ron Cook talking about what do you think should be the floor, the minimum that you should take in a trade back. I'll tell you what it is. You want to know what the minimum is? I think I put it on Twitter. When Buddy Ryan was the head coach of Philadelphia Eagles, he wanted to get rid of Ernest Jackson. Remember the running back? Actually, I think he traded him here to the Steelers. They asked him, well, you know, whatever he got, I forget what the Steelers gave him, whatever it was. They asked him, well, you know what, do you feel like you got enough? And he said, I'd have taken a six-pack, and it didn't even need to be cold. That would be my philosophy with Antonio Brown. Trade him for whatever the hell somebody's willing to give you and say goodbye, because you got to cut ties with this guy. It's just to the point now where you've got to cut ties. You cannot rationalize bringing him back, regardless of how slow, you know, how little there is a market for him. You cannot rationalize bringing this guy back. And to me, I think you cut him, you get rid of him, you get rid of the headaches, you get, you know, you move on from Le'Veon Bell as well. I'd be willing to bet that next year the Steelers will be a better football team without these two knuckleheads and their distractions. And again, you know, Le'Veon Bell, to me, you know, it's one thing to go out and want more money. I get it. You want your own contract and all that other stuff, but guess what? There are rules, and if you want to be mad at the leadership of your players' association for agreeing to those rules that allow transition and franchise tags. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to feel sorry for a guy who decided to sit out instead of collecting a check for $15 million. I don't feel sorry for a guy. I get it. I'm a capitalist. I believe in, you know, free market and everything else. Get what you're worth. But guess what? $15 million is a hell of a lot more than zero. And, you know, sitting out of training camp was fine. You want to tell me that, you know, you come in the first week and you're not in shape, so you're on the active roster, but, you know, it takes you 3 weeks to get going? Whatever. But at the end of the day, if you listen to just about anybody that knows anything about the sport, they'll tell you he's not likely to recoup that much money. So what did he gain in the end? So to me, you know, you get rid of him and, you know, his jet skis and all the other, his rap music and all the other nonsense. You get rid of Antonio Brown and all of his nonsense. You've got two pretty good young running backs in place. Go out and find a guy like Golden Tate or somebody else to be a veteran receiver of some accomplishment and move on. I bet you're a better team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.